It's probably no surprise that two Republicans hoping to represent Hillsborough County's rural reaches don't support hometown democracy. Linda Pearson, who faces State Senator Victor Crist, no relation to Charlie, in the August primary, said the proposed amendment to the state constitution would be an expensive headache for local governments.
I do not believe that our government should be burdened with having to put elections out there every time you want to change a plan or rezone a piece of property. We can't afford it. It's ridiculous. We have a procedure in place. It's called the ballot box.
Probably less expected were the candidates' negative impressions of the St. Pete City Council's adoption of a substitute comprehensive plan. The new plan limits the number of land use changes that would go on to the ballot should voters pass Amendment 4 in November. State Senator Crist.
I grew up on the beaches. I'm looking and I see what the impact is having out there and crushing their opportunity to grow and improve and provide jobs. Whether or not St. Pete did a good or a bad thing, the bottom line is it's gamesmanship, and that needs to stop. The people need to have a better say in what's going on. There needs to be greater input. There needs to be better visibility on these decision-making. And the county commission needs to listen and work with the community, ensuring that we have the kind of collective buy-in that we need.
Pearson is a land use expert who has worked for three county commissioners. The St. Pete Times reports that more than a decade ago, Senator Crist appointed her to review county budget audits. While the District 2 GOP contenders both vehemently oppose Amendment 4, also known as hometown democracy, they disagree on another ballot question. This one pertains to a penny-per-dollar sales tax to fund a massive transit overhaul, and whether it should even be allowed on the November ballot. Pearson said she thinks so.
I support having it on the ballot. I happen to know, in walking my districts and ringing on doorbells in District 2, I have a very educated, informed voter electorate, and I totally support them having a voice, whether they support it or not, and if elected, whatever their wishes are, then the board needs to carry them out.
Crist, not so much. At least not during a time when the state is facing a gaping $6 billion budget hole. And that's before you factor in the fallout from the BP disaster.
I'm opposed to putting the 1/6 sales tax on the ballot because it's not a fiscally sound, responsible thing to do right now. There's not the full story that's being made available to the public. The state's facing right now a $6 billion shortfall when the stimulus money dries up, another $3 billion shortfall with the economy. The oil hasn't even hit the shore yet, so before we're even going into next year, there's a $9 billion shortfall. A big portion of that's going to roll back to local governments, and that story's not being told to the voter out there. They're not getting the whole story. Big money has an ad campaign that's going to be launching.
An issue many think is closely tied to transit is that of whether the county should build a stadium for the Tampa Bay Rays to keep them in town. Pearson said this, too, should be up to the voters.
If it ever comes to a board that I'm on, we're going to have to look at the fiscal question very closely, and it may be another issue that goes back out to a referendum because it's going to cost a ton of money, and I'm not going to be willing to commit it to.
Senator Crist said it's a matter of collaboration throughout the region, and nothing is worth pursuing if it requires stepping on your neighbor's toes.
You know, if we're ever going to achieve the goals and objectives we want, we have to build coalitions. To build coalitions, you got to build partnerships. To build partnerships, you got to reach out to your neighbors, and you got to be able to work with your neighbors. Cannibalizing your neighbor is not going to be making friends.
The primary is August 24th. Whoever of the two wins that election faces non-party affiliation candidate Stephen Morris in November. Two other Hillsborough County Commission seats have a Republican primary this year. These are District 1, for which Trey Rustman and Sandy Merman seek the GOP nod. The other is District 7, a countywide seat. Mark Sharp is running against Josh Bergen. Neither Merman nor Bergen were present at today's event. For more of our 2010 election coverage, visit WMNF.org/news. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.